imposter syndrome.
Hey folks out there, welcome to Sunshine State of Mind.
On WHPV 107.7 Hot Hits, I'm DJ Soda Can.
And I am DJ Flip Flop. Welcome to the show, folks. Good morning, good afternoon.
And good evening.
Thank you.
How's your coffee?
Yeah, cold? I hope so, folks. It's hot out there, man. It's getting up there.
It's getting up there, and I'm going down quick.
Yeah, absolutely. You barely could make it into the booth this morning.
Yeah, I got here, you know, I had a little bit of a kerfuffle at the
drive-thru. Yes.
A little fuff.
Well, why don't you tell the folks what happened? Because this is the kind of story that you can expect from Sunshine State of Mind. And what happened? Your order? Something happened to your order.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows I get my grande cappuccino on ice with a lot of cream.
On ice!
Cream, 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 cream.
As more cream, you always say, no, take it back. More cream, more cream, more cream, more cream, more cream.
And so, like, you know, me and this drive-through girl, we got it going on. She always knows what I want.
That is cream, sick.
She's like, here, and we get it going every morning.
You guys get cream. Your cream.
Like, yes, girl. And
cream.
You know, today she cream. She wasn't there, and I had to kind of explain myself over the, you know, intercom, and you know me, hello, Audiohead, big audio.
I know you.
Someone call me a Radiohead.
Yeah, okay, exactly, because you're on the radio, and your head's freaking huge, and you also listen to headphones in the car.
Exactly, and I'm also DJ Soda Can, and you know that's not about a soda can, that's about the cans on my ears.
But the ear cans, folks, ear cans, buckle up, and buck up.
Buckle up. I was buckled up, I was in the drive-thru, and I was like, hey, I want cream, this isn't cream. And they're like, it's an iced cappuccino. It's grande. It's huge. And
it's exactly what you want. It's huge. And you said,
it's exactly what you want. I said, no.
And they said, mm-mm.
And I said, good morning. Hello. Turn up the radio. That's me.
That's me. I'm listening to myself in my headphones on the radio in my car. Give me my cream.
So she didn't. And there was
I'm on your side, man. I'm on your side.
It would have been fluff.
Oh, and what did you grab? You didn't. What happened?
Well, you know, I can't get out of the car. I got my mask on. You know,
you have to get your mask on.
COVID-19.
Can't get out of the car.
So I just kind of tossed COVID. It back into the window.
Okay.
And she caught
it. And she didn't like that. Oh.
Well, she was athletic, to say the least, but she was pissed.
To say the least. Oh, okay. She was pissed. And
so I was
how did
scared.
You? Wow. Yeah, that's pretty scary. A big tough girl behind the drive-thru window. Scary shit, man.
Yeah. No, she threw it right back. But I am, you know me. DJ Soda Can.
I do know you. Absolutely. So you were gone before she even could look twice.
Exactly. I went home, got a different mask, came back through. They didn't recognize me. Got my cream.
Different
mask. Got here a little bit late.
That's okay. And I appreciate you. I mean, look, the stories are worth the you being late. You know?
Hey, look. That's what you can expect on Sunshine State of Mind.
Absolutely. Sunshine State of Mind. WHPV Hot 107.7. Folks, we are going to play some raucous tune garbage for you folks out there in the
trash,
FL.
Trash
boys and girls. Where are my trash boys and my trash girls? You know, we're coming to you every single day in the best state in the country.
And a little bit of recycling.
And some people are recycling.
Yeah, what are we going to play?
Oh, dude, I mean, we got plenty. Pal, we got so many tracks on deck. Oh.
Oh yeah, all on deck. They're hot, they're ready to go. They're like
they're
sizzling.
New and they're some are new and they're hot like a fajita. They're like a fajita platter coming out from the back of a restaurant. Everyone turns like, "Oh my god, is that a plate on fire?" No, it's just the fajitas, aka our hot tracks.
And we are here to rip off that little, you know, panhandle holder thing.
Yep.
And just sizzle
touch
your
it.
Hand this morning.
And grab it. Like grab it and just fuck just feel the pain. Cause you all know that we are just feeling the pain these days. And we
you gotta
we're gonna
lean
try
into
to be,
it in order to lean out of it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like walking on coals. How do you think you're gonna walk across the coals if you don't
walk across the coals.
You have to walk across the coals. Like
and
that's how that works.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really like jump or hop or swim, you know, you
we've
have
tried, believe
to
me.
Walk.
And believe me, we tried.
We've tried. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Jeez Louise.
DJ Flip-Flop.
Yeah, what up, DJ Soda Can in my cans? Hit me.
How's your morning going? How's the flippy floppy?
Pretty good. The flippy floppy's good. I mean, you know, speaking of hot coals, I just installed a sandbox area for my family and I.
Sick.
Yeah, dude, I know. And so we, because all the time we're just in the backyard with this grass and we're just like, playing around, like playing ball. And I'm just like, man, I wish I had a sandy ass backyard. I could just throw sand around into my kids' faces, man.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how big is it going to be? I mean, can we play some beach volleyball?
Dude, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be 11 and a half by 11 and a half. So like you tell me.
So a square, just like a exact
big
square.
Big square. Mm-hmm.
Cool. They were 11 and a half feet by 11 and a half feet.
Correct. And so, I have a guy, sandbox guy, and he told me that that square is the way to go. Don't let anybody tell you different. And I was like, nobody has, man. You're my one and only in terms
yeah,
of
yeah, look, because I've seen some other
structures.
Shapes, and you know, yeah. If you're trying to get a beach volley in, you do need it to be a bit of a rectangle, but I think we can manage.
But we can also do it from each corner.
Interesting way to look at it. Yeah,
maybe.
Totally. Yeah, yeah,
I don't know. Look,
yeah.
I mean, look, it's being installed as we speak. So like, it's almost done. So we'll just have to see. I'll have
Great.
You come over. And volleyball is the best best way to be athletic.
Right.
Distantly.
Especially if we all wear, you know, gloves. Cause then I bruise easily. So like, that's going to be really helpful for me anyway.
You bruise super easily. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah, I need a little padding on my delicate hands. But other than that, like I'm there. How deep is it?
How deep is the box? Will the box be? Well, it's an above ground sandbox.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it'll be.
Sure.
So it'll be. I mean, let me look. Hold on. Let me look. One second. Let me look at my blueprints. Because this guy is so good. He's so thorough. And he's a young guy to be doing what he's doing. But all right, let me look here. It's going to be about, it says 6 feet deep. Yeah. So yeah, 11 by 11, 6 feet deep. Oh no, we're having some technical.
Whoa!
Oh, you there? Yeah. Did you just cut out of my headphones?
Sorry about that. No,
that's
all right. I'm right
know.
Here. Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
So it's gonna
be deep as hell, Soda Can.
That kind of sounds a bit like the Swamp of Sadness, and I'm like Artax drowning in your sand. You know what I'm saying? That sounds horrible, actually.
Never, no, dude, never end. Dude, are you kidding me? Never ending story? Imagine if there's a story never ended. I would be, sign me right up.
I mean, that's life, man. That's, we're living it.
Well, we do die. Everyone dies, for sure. But,
yeah, but like, you know, we're not the be all end all. I mean, we've got God, praise him.
We're not the be all end all, and praise God, absolutely.
We're not the ball end all. And
we're
look,
not the,
this
we're
is,
not the ball end all.
This is WHPV 107.7 Hot Hits, and that's why you come here. You're going to get a little bit of religion every morning.
You're going
to
get a little bit of spice, a little bit of God, and a lot of hot
comedy.
Hot comedy and music.
And also music, yeah.
And also sick. Some sweet, well.
Well, look, I mean, that's it. You're right. And also some sweet what? Yeah. Exactly. Sweet.
Sweet sunshine. Yeah, what? Tell me, what is it?
Oh, I'm just stoked for all these tunes, man. I got tunes.
Okay, so
tunes.
What do you want me to play our first track here? Do you want to pick one and you play one? How do you want to do it? Soda Can, crack me open and lay me down.
Look, I'll flip you over, I'll flop you over, I'll flip-flop you till the day I die, and I'll tell you that I'm going to do the music right now, and this is going to be the best song you ever heard. It's a new track by, I think his name's Little Dippy?
Little Dippy.
And he's like a local rapper, yeah. He's a local rapper, DJ.
He's a local.
Entrepreneur. He's a local Pensacolan. Go ahead, yeah.
He's a local Pensacolan.
He's a little Pensacolan. He's a little dippy. He's actually like young and up coming on the scene. So it's actually kind of exclusive that we have this track. He hit me up in the parking lot on my way in and he asked me to play it. So I haven't heard it at all.
You told me he hit you in the parking lot. Is that, did you just misspeak or is that true?
He did, but I'm trying not to hold that against him because I think
little.
He has a lot going on and he's little.
Not in a, well, let's just say you can You know what he looks like, dear radio listener.
He's a compact Pensacolan. I think he's like 16.
Yeah. Which is wild. That sounds great. Yeah. I haven't heard it either. I can't wait to get my sweet little ears on this tight, hot, dope track with
hot you. 107.7. All right, well, we've got the hits here first. It's WHPV, and this is Lil Dippy. I'm DJ Soda Can, and this is Sunshine State of Mind.
Flip, flop, a flippy to the flop. It's me, DJ Flip Flop, WHPV 107.7, the hottest place in the globe to catch the dopest tracks. That was Lil Dippy, folks.
Good morning, Pensacola. Good morning.
Good afternoon, Pensacola.
And good night, babies. Good night, sweet little babies. Yeah. All right on.
Man, let me say, Lil Dippy, new fan alert, man. It's me.
Yeah, color me impressed, 16-year-old.
Color inside the lines, because I want to do good on this drawing.
Yeah, and I'm lines, and he's the color. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
It depends on how you see, it.
It depends on a lot. So
that was sick. That's going to be a top. A billboard, that song, I think.
Oh, that you think that's going to be a top billboard?
Prediction. I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper right now. I'm going to fold it up. I'm not going to look at it until the charts come out, and we'll see if I'm right.
Sick. Yeah, we always look at the charts here, and you know, if you're just catching us for the first time, we hope you're, you know, on the highway. We hope you're
zoom.
Rocking. We hope you're zooming, and we hope you're not spilling your shit on your lap or your kids in the back crying.
Nasty.
Just hit them.
Just
grab
fucking
them and
shut them
shut
up.
Them out.
Turn us up. Here, turn us up. Everyone, turn us up. Turn us up. Hey, kids. Shut up and just chill out.
Stay in school, though.
Oh, and eat your carbohydrate vegetables.
Eat your carbohydrate vegetables.
Huh?
Huh? Listen. what do you got for us? What's up your sleeve? What's up your pants? What's up your socks today, little DJ flip-flop?
All those things, if I were to really think about it, would be different. Up my sleeve, up my pants, and up my... What was the third one you said?
Sock?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, look, I'm also, you know, I like to be, when it's hot out in the summer, I like to stay hot when I'm inside. So I'm wearing a lot of layers of a lot of different kinds of clothes, and I feel good. I feel like I have a fever, but I don't, which is sick.
You trying to lose weight? You trying to sweat it out?
I'm trying to gain weight, so I guess that's a bummer for me, because I'm shedding these pounds.
So you view it like you're gaining weight by like putting all the clothes on. So if you
well, I
on
weigh
scale,
more.
Weigh more. Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, I have a scale right here in the studio here, and I sort of step on and
you kind of have it like as like a little footrest under your chair there.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see how I'm doing. Yeah. It looks the number looks great when I'm sitting down. I weigh like freaking 500 pounds when I'm sitting down.
Right. Yeah, and that looks great.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Of muscle. Of sick muscle and cool clothes.
Sick. Oh, honk honk.
Oh, honk honk out there. Hey, what's up? What up? What up? Hope you're driving.
Oh, cool. He's got some shades on. He's got a visor. He looks so Pensacolan right now. We love it. We love Florida. We
He's
love
driving
sun.
Fast.
We love surf. We love sand. Oh, yeah.
We love sand. He was like speeding. Like he was, I hope he's doing all right. That was a fast car just now.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I mean, look, fast, huh?
Hey, man.
Good.
Dude, Fast and Furious, man. That's what I always say. My favorite movie.
That is your favorite movie?
Well, it's my favorite film franchise series. It's my favorite, like, cinematic universe, I guess. It really is what
you would
say.
I do think, you know, the second is better than the first.
Of course it is. Too Fast, Too Furious is way better, and they only have gotten... don't even get me started.
Look, I won't.
Paul Walker, rest in peace.
R.I.P. I'm DJ Soda Can. And RIP. So what's next? What do you got up your sleeve?
Up my sleeve again? I mean, look, man, I'm hanging out. It's
musically,
a weird time.
Musically.
Well, I'm going to get to that. We'll get to the song in a second. But I just want to say, you know, summer, I hate to tell you, Soda Can, but like, summer's ending.
No.
I
Well, yeah, you know it is. You know that it is. It's early September. Like, it's on its way out.
I don't want that.
All right, don't cry, soda pop, soda can. Don't cry, can.
Flip-flop, I gotta tell you something.
What is it?
I hate the color orange. So I hate the fall.
Oh, no.
I don't like pumpkins. Do I don't you like hate leaves.
Wow. What about, like, oranges? Literally. That's our state fruit.
That is our state fruit. It's
well,
also
what the heck gives, then?
Our state beverage
soda?
Is orange juice. I don't like it.
Do you not like how it tastes because you don't like the color? Or have you not even ever tried it because you're so stubborn you didn't even think about trying it already?
Yeah, probably the second one. I've literally never thought about trying it because I hate how it looks.
Dude, and you do that with most foods, right? Like, if you don't like the way something looks, you're like, I don't think I trust it in my body, which I actually think is a very cool thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think peaches are sexy, so I eat a lot of peaches.
You love peaches. You love eggplants.
I eat a lot of squash, a lot of
bananas.
Carrots, bananas. Anything long, oblong. But look, if it's like orange, it literally looks like a traffic cone to me. It's saying, no, no, no.
The opposite shape.
No, well, it's not about shape here, man. It's about color.
Well, but see, you're speaking a different language. I mean, I guess I see things as shapes and objects, and you see things strictly as color.
I guess I see things as both. Look, the world's not so black and white, DJ Flip Flop.
And I think you're flip-flop know that's right
now.
No, I won't. I would never flip-flop. I would never. I don't. I do. Sometimes I flip, sometimes I flop, but I never flip-flop.
See, the issue here is that it's an orange color. I'm not just talking about the fruit orange. I'm talking about all orange. So it doesn't matter what
all
shape
orange.
It is. It matters what color it is in this circumstance specifically.
Let me hit you with a question.
All right.
Garfield.
Don't hit me like Lil Dippy did. What? Garfield.
Garfield. How do you feel?
Oh, man, that guy. I mean, first off, what a buzzkill, right? He's always trying to bring everybody down. I hate that. That sucks.
It does suck. He's trying to bring everybody down.
He likes lasagna, which I also do not like because to me it looks like vomit with noodles.
No, okay, that's a different than the orange problem, though. That's right. A different problem. Okay,
but similar to my other
I just
not
meant,
problems.
I just met Garfield's orange and maybe you would hate him, and that sounds like you do.
Yeah, but there in that specific circumstance, it's a little bit more about his personality.
And boy, does he have a personality.
Yeah.
I feel like my voice is all over the place today. I am. Folks, I'm tired, man. I haven't been getting much sleep because this sandbox in my backyard, this construction's been keeping my family up. It was cheaper to do.
They're jackhammering your concrete.
Yeah, it's
under the grass that you have.
Yeah, I have a layer of concrete because I live in a sort of, it used to be a store with a parking lot, and now it's a house with a lawn. And it was cheaper to get all the work done overnight. So they are jackhammering all through the early morning and late evening, and it's just.
Do they jackhammer in the middle of the night? Because it kind of sounds like they would be. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I meant all of it. I meant absolutely all of it. Absolutely all of it.
WHPV 107.7.
Hot new tracks. All right. All right. Why don't we pick? Ooh, you know what? I think we're gonna do an old favorite. A nice
sick.
An old classic. I mean, we've talked about this before, but this is a rock. It's a rock tune. It's kind of an alternative rock sort of tune. No matter what you say, that's kind of what, at the end of the day, what it's going to be. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. At the time when it came out, it was kind of revolutionary, like, whoa, hold on now. What is in my cans, soda can?
What could
girl?
This be
What's
in my
there?
Cans? What's
and
in my
now,
flip-flop?
It's a little bit just like, oh, yeah, that's alternative rock because it started the whole fucking genre.
It literally, I was just going to say, it started the whole genre. Folks, we are going to hear a little bit of the band Light Green.
Yeah.
Okay, playing a favorite of mine, favorite of yours, favorite of ours, Shoveltown. Let's take a little listen to Shoveltown by Light Green. We'll be right back. I'm in a sunshine state of mind. Welcome back. I am DJ Flip Flop.
And I'm DJ Soda King.
Turn it up and turn it back down.
This is WHPV 107.7, the hot hits.
107.7 on the hot mic.
Flaming Music. How'd you guys like that track? Pretty sick.
Hot track from a hot band, Light Green. Good name for a band. And the track, of course, Shoveltown, which, man, if you really listen to those lyrics, Soda Can, it's a doozy.
It's a doozy. He's digging his grave, and that's all right. That's all right.
Well, that's what he says in the song. I'm digging my grave, and that's all right. That's all right.
If you're just tuning in with us, lucky you, lucky, lucky you.
What are you on your lunch break?
What are you on your breakfast break?
God forbid you're on your dinner break. No.
What are you trying to go to bed?
What do you gotta wake up in the morning?
Oh, come on, nerds.
Yeah, nerd, wake up. Construction in the nighttime.
Listen, yes. This is this time of the show when we hit you with some trivia.
Bop, 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 bop. We slap you upside the head with some T-R-I-V-I-A, I think, trivia.
Trivia. And we're going to slap you upside the head, not like Lil Dippy did to me, but we will be slapping you.
You keep bringing that up. I feel like I should inquire more as a friend and as a coworker, but I hope that you are doing okay.
I'm doing okay. I think I'm ignoring some symptoms.
Very uncool that he did that to you. Very uncool. I don't condone that, certainly.
Well, we played his music, so he shouldn't be back. And if he is, I will be probably calling maybe some authorities. And that's
maybe some authorities. All right, folks, we're doing our trivia section. So it's time to announce it's time to reveal the answer to last week's trivia and announce the winner of this week's prize, which is, of course,
a Mazda Miata. From the 60s.
It's bright blue.
And it doesn't run. But it is hot.
It's hot and it's cool looking. And if you can put it on display in your driveway, people will come and ring your goddamn doorbell.
Yup.
Sorry, God above, who we do like a lot.
Yup.
So the question from last week was, of course, which planet has the most gravity? Now, DJ Soda Can, did you have a guess for what planet has the most gravity? From last week, just to see, because I know you can't see this answer I'm looking at. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I believe the planet with most gravity is my ass.
Okay, boo 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 boo.
No, it's Jupiter. It's Jupiter.
Oh yeah, so that is the correct. Yeah, yeah. So that is correct. Yeah. Which planet has most gravity? Yeah, Jupiter.
Jupiter.
So yeah. So congratulations to Chris. From Nantucket, who sent in Jupiter. A lot of people sent in Jupiter. It was an easy question, but Chris from Nantucket, you sent it in first, my man.
Chris from Nantucket? Great.
Great. Great, dude. You're going to get an old car that doesn't work that you can display in your driveway, Chris, in Nantucket. Nan, fuck it.
Look, if you're in Nantucket and you want to see a hot old blue car, head over to Chris's.
There once was a man from Nantucket. His name was Chris, and he had a Mazda in his front.
And he knew all about the gravity of our planets in the solar system. Pretty sick, Chris. Pretty sick.
Pretty sick, Chris. Pretty sick.
All right. And are you ready? Are you guys at home in your car on your way to work? You guys ready for the new trivia question?
If your home is your car, that's okay too.
All right. Here's the question. Excuse me?
Nothing at all, and say the question right now.
Sick. All right. Which bone are babies born without? Do you know the answer? Don't say it.
I won't. I guess I won't say it. I guess we'll never find out.
Oh, we'll find out next week. Don't worry.
Well, Chris, right.
Chris, if you're listening, you can
Chris,
can't
if you're listening.
This.
Chris, are it you is- Liz? Christopher, can you hear me?
We do not condone people.
You don't get to win twice.
You can't win twice. You have to wait everybody a whole gets, calendar year.
Everybody gets one free, but everyone gets one win, but you can't win twice, okay, brother? You already have you a free car.
And what's hit us with the prize for next week, man.
Oh, dude, it's a freaking trombone.
Oh, sick. New trombone, old trombone.
Nude trombone.
Oh, a nude, so without a case.
Correct.
Sick. All right. Look, We know a lot of people in town. We're really popular here in Pensacola, and we get access to things like trombones, old cars, nude trombones at that. So if you know what babies are born without, you're going to get something cool. And next
Well,
week,
we said it already. It's a nude trombone.
Well, is that not something cool?
Yo, it is, but you said you'll find out as if they didn't already know. But maybe they don't.
Well, I was going to say, I jumped the gun a little bit, and I was trying to say that next week you'll find out.
Put that away.
Next week, you will then find out what the next prize is.
For a different question, of course. Yeah,
for the next question.
Right. So just to be clear.
Yeah, go ahead.
Next week, if you answer what bone a baby's born without correctly, you get a new trombone. And then next week, you will also find out what the prize for next week is going to be.
Regardless of whether or not you regardless of...
We're going to tell you guys no matter what.
Yeah, we'll tell everybody. We're not afraid.
We're not afraid. It's part of the program. We have to. We absolutely have to.
Part of the program. This is part of our sponsorship. Oh, and trivia is sponsored by Pfizer. With a P.
With an H. With an I-Z-E. Or Pfizer, that's how you spell it.
I don't think there's... Is there an H? I think it's just P-F-I-Z-E-R.
Oh, it's the F. I meant F when I said H. It's a weird name, but I love them because they're our sponsor.
Oh,
what
love
do they do?
Yeah, they're really great.
You know. We'll never, you know, they didn't give us a copy, so I guess
we'll
never find
out.
You know
what they do? You know what they do do?
What?
They allow us to talk about this next song.
Oh my goodness, and we both know what this one is.
This is that sick new reggae jazz kind of meets Taylor Swift mix they got out there at the clubs.
They
Everybody's
have it out
jamming
there.
To it.
Yep,
it's kind of like
true.
If Bob Marley sang a Taylor Swift song to a little Thelonious Monk underneath it.
Absolutely. And it is, of course, by Maroon 5. So let's hear Maroon 5's latest reggae Taylor Swift jazz sensation.
And it's called...
A it's one, called. A two, a one, a two, a three, and a four.
We're back at Sunshine State of Mind.
And in fact, it is still WHPV107.7 Hot 107.7. I'm DJ,
yeah, a flip-flop.
And I'm a DJ, a soda can.
And we're back, and we're better than ever. Happy Wednesday, folks, or Thursday, or whatever. Who gives a flirt?
Yeah, we're just kind of those beach bums. We're just kind of those people.
Dude.
We're kind of hanging and chilling, and we don't know what day it is. We don't care.
Dude, if you came up to me with a paper calendar, and you said, and you came up to me on the beach, and I was sitting in my chair, and you came up to me with a paper calendar, and you said, here, I would be like, what the heck is that?
I'd be like, get that out of my face. I do my show. I do my thing, my groove, my jam every single day. The
and
only
we
thing
do
that
groove.
Keeps me anchored, man,
Dude.
Is these soda cans, and by that I mean my headphones.
Your regular headphones that are not soda cans, even though you tried that once and you bled too much for
yeah,
my
well,
liking.
That was because I was drinking a little bit too much Tab at the time, and I was bleeding on my ears for that reason as well. Not even, you know,
you
that,
were not
that
even, you
bad
know,
for you.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good, and that's a good PSA because don't kids don't drink that. Turn this up for you in the back, kids. Don't drink Tab.
Don't drink Tab.
Don't drink. All right.
Speaking of Tab,
God bless you.
I'm keeping tabs on my upcoming event, and I think you might know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the little birdie told me that you're going to say what it is right now.
The Florida State
Florida.
Fair.
Fair. Fair is foul, and foul is fair, and Florida State is having a fair, baby. Not an affair, not anymore. A
not
fair,
anymore.
A regular awesome, cool fair.
What's your favorite part of the fair?
Do.
DJ
I mean,
flip-flop, hit
dude,
me with that fave.
Dude, it's tough because it's a toss-up. You know, it's tough because it is a toss-up.
Oh, so it's the ring toss.
No, it's a toss-up between the rig toss and the dunk. tank.
The dunk. Oh, throwing. And you sit on the dunk and you let people throw.
Well, exactly. So I volunteer every year. I volunteer to be the donkey. But
Donkey.
So and I sit up there and I put the apple in my mouth. I don't have to, but I do. And people, go nuts. And people are good at that. People are good at that game, I tell you.
People are good at that game, and there's always a bit of a line, I will say. People know who you are, DJ Flip Flop, and people want to get you wet.
Thank you, dude, and absolutely. And what's your favorite part of it all?
Well, it used to be the bouncy house. I'm not allowed in anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into it, but this year I'm kind of, I'm on the market for my favorite part of the affair, because, my favorite part was taken from me. And
right.
I had nothing to do
unfairly,
with it.
Allegedly and unfairly.
Exactly. I do like an elephant ear, though. A funnel cake kind of thing.
Elephant ear. Oh, yes.
Yeah, a hunk of fried dough.
Yes, basically. Absolutely. With some
Powdy sugar. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. If you guys don't know, we're going to be at the fair.
We're headlining the Country Florida State Fair. And
the Country Fair, yeah.
Yes, of course.
We'll be there headlining, DJing with our cans, with our spinnings, spinny top.
With our spinnings, yeah. Of course. And we're going to, this is new this year, we're going to take requests.
Can you believe it?
Can you handle it? We're going to be like, tell us what you want us to look up on our Spotify and we will look it up for you.
Exactly. And if we can't find it, you can literally just airdrop it right there to our phones.
Won't even matter.
Secrets out. We're not spending shit. We're hitting buttons on our phones. Baby.
But like, aren't we all? And like, imagine being as good as we are and just hitting a buttons.
Yeah, I mean, that's a true lesson for the kids out there.
Yeah, dude,
kids,
you can do whatever you want
up.
With
you
so little.
You can do anything you want with
dude,
so little.
If you have a phone, you can win an Academy Award. Please.
If you have a phone, you can win Academy Awards.
If you have a phone, you can win Academy Award. And guys, this is important to know about the fair. The fair this year, obviously, is going to be a little bit different because of, blah, 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 goings on, pandemic. But it's not going to be that different. You see
no,
what I'm saying?
I mean, typical, like, you got to have a mask. You got to wash
gotta
your
have
hands.
A mask. And you got to wipe your butt. Yeah.
You got to wipe your butt and then wash your hands. It's the new normal. Get used to it.
Exactly. You got to get used to it, man. It's like, you got to wipe that butt. But other than that, it's going to be pretty much the show must go on, man. It's going to be pretty much the same friggin' fair that you all know and love.
Yeah. And I hear everyone's taking it pretty seriously. Like the, those like Bronco rider guys that ride the crazy cows.
The crazy cow riders. Yeah.
They're all quarantining together for 2 weeks before the fair. So
and
the
cows bulls.
And the guys are, and the bulls, they're getting to know each other really good. They're making sure no one's got it. No one's passing it.
No one's passing it around. And which is nice. All the clowns are in one car together quarantining.
They're locked up tight for 2 weeks before that starts. And they will be behind plexiglass.
Yes. The bearded lady obviously is isolating by herself. It's a cool fair we got going on. There's
all sorts of things. I mean, it's the bearded lady from Greatest Showman. Like, she is famous from that movie.
The actress.
She's capitalizing on that. Yeah. She's obviously.
It's a book signing. She wrote a book. It's a book signing about her experience.
Her experience being harassed by Hugh Jackman. But allegedly.
In a movie that is about P.T. Barnum, who was a notorious abuser in several departments. But it's going to be sick, actually. That's the thing. What you don't realize is that it's actually going to be cool and sick.
Yeah, and I think, we're headlining, sure, but there's going to be some other musical acts. Like, some people might be there.
Some people might be there. Say it. And you can say it, man. I think you can say
it. I think Light Green actually might be there.
Wait.
You didn't see that?
Wait, what? When did they
We got the email.
Wait, no. Hold on. Wait, what email?
Yeah, we got an email with the lineup. I mean,
wait, Soda Can, what
tentative.
Email?
It's tentative. It's tentative.
Maybe. Tentative. What
Calm
is?
Down.
Well, what is tentative?
It means that, like, they
are
might
they gonna?
Be there.
Okay, wait, I'm not even.
Mike Green, you really like them that much, man?
I love them, man. Oh,
oh
man,
wow.
Sorry, I got
you
a little.
You look really pale.
I got a little. I'm a little like green myself.
Yeah, you are.
Well, they're my favorite, but I didn't want to say that. But yeah, that's crazy that they're maybe gonna perform. But it's cool with me. Cool with me.
I mean, we'll probably get to meet them. We probably can't touch them. We probably can't get 6 feet within them, but
6 feet within them? Oh man.
You probably can't like really meet them, but like we'll probably be there.
But
with,
I could touch them with a 6-foot pole.
Yeah, we'd probably be able to touch them in the light green room.
Oh.
So that's pretty tight. Dude,
Okay.
I'm really happy for you. I didn't
I'm not. And I'm actually not. Well, I'm actually not really that big of a fan. I'm just sweating because it's hot. You know, I don't even care actually about it. But let me know. I'll check it out. Well, let me know. That's very exciting. So we'll definitely. So they're going to see us perform. They're going to like see us doing our thing ostensibly. Like maybe.
I mean, look, I really don't want to promise anything. Like all of a sudden I don't feel like there's all this pressure that like, if that's not true, like I'm going to be like, you're going to hit me like Lil Dippy did in the parking lot.
Oh, I hear it.
I can't take any of that. So like, okay, I'm just going to back out of this conversation slowly.
Okay. Flip flop is calming down. Don't worry. Don't back out. Come back in here.
All right.
Come back in here.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I got a little.
No, that was exciting. Sorry, man.
Look. I mean, at the end of the day, you can tell, listener, radio heads, that we are excited, and it's going to be an exciting event. I mean, by the way, we're behaving. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. The Sunshine State Fair, and if you have a Sunshine State of mine at the State Fair, you could literally explode if you wanted to.
Oh, dude! If you have a WHPV shirt, wear it, and we will shout you out, and we will kiss you wherever you want.
Yeah, we
want
to really, really shout out that HPV pride at the fair. Because we're going to be looking for you. We're going to be looking for who to look out for, who to meet, you know?
Who to meet. Budapest. We're going to kiss you wherever you want, and we'll give you a hug to your whatever you want us to do, we'll do.
I think we might be also selling. Yeah, that's fair. That's right. That's Fallas Fair, Ferris State Fair. Look, we're probably selling some WHPV, my bad, masks.
MySpace.
I think,
yeah.
Too, just as you know, advertising thing. I think we'll be selling them probably $10 a pop, you know?
Yeah,
we gotta make money somehow.
Yeah, dude,
gotta
absolutely
get that economy back up.
And look, merch is not, you know, it is what it is these days. So we're doing what we can. And yeah, so if you want to buy, you know, a mask or two for $10 a pop, then please.
Yeah, I think I saw some mock-ups. I don't know. It seems like you haven't checked your email about all this stuff.
I'm looking at my email right now. I'm looking at my email right as we speak, and I have hundreds of unread emails that I didn't even know existed. This is crazy to me.
Yeah, I think one of them. You know, one of them says something about, like, ask me about my cans. One of them says something about, like, ask me about my...
I did ask you about your cans before we recorded, and you said that was an inappropriate question just because you said, and I quote, just because I'm not wearing a bra doesn't mean you can comment on my cans, is what you said.
That is what I said, but I was in a sunshine state of mind at that point, because I had just come in from talking
to
Lil Dippy.
You just robbed a... Well, Lil Dippy has just beat you up, and your coffee incident as well.
Right. Well, because when I came back home to change my mask and my costume, I had to change my shirt, and I forgot my bra.
You forgot it. And I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to... I'm sorry I brought it up.
What? I mean, when you asked me that, were you talking about my headphones?
Yeah. Well... I thought I was, and then I thought of the conversation we had before the show, and I realized that I shouldn't have asked you that in the first place.
All right, well, look.
All right, well, look.
It's forgiven. It's forgiven.
Oh, thanks. Hail Mary? How many Hail Marys do I have to do, Father?
I'm going to say 10.
Great. Hail Mary, 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 Hail Mary. Hail Mary. All right. I feel good.
Nice. We're all good now.
I feel really good.
When you say it so fast like that, it almost starts to sound like Mary Hail. You know, it's like, who's that?
Hail Mary. Hail Mary. Hail Mary. I can't even.
Mary Hail.
And you do it 10 times just for good measure.
Oh, okay. What is it again?
Do you do Mary Hail?
Mary Hail. 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 Mary,
that's really cool. Good. Yeah, it's really cool. I feel pretty cool. It feels good.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up Catholic. It's been a while, so I think I feel a little bit more connected to God right now.
Yeah, dude, and that's absolutely what it's all about. With even the show, especially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you if you're listening to
the
show,
yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hey guys. Sorry.
What's up, guys? Oh, didn't see you there. No. Oh, it's the end. It's the end of it.
I didn't hear you there. It's the end of the show.
We're gotta go. You know.
We got you. Good morning. Good night. Good night. Good morning.
Good night. Good morning. Enjoy your dinner break and enjoy your good sleep. I know I won't. I've been DJ Flip Flop.
And I'm DJ Soda Can. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. That was Sunshine State of Mind with DJ Soda Can and DJ Flip Flop.
Wow, a lot of positive energy out there. The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. And of course, be sure to rate and view us on Apple Podcasts.
And if you're interested, follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy. We put out some other stuff every once in a while.
If you care, who cares about anything? Might as well be this.
If it's you, it's this. All right.
If it's us, it's you. Goodbye.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.